HAS.
And we're back at the Chapman Gymnasium as we get set for the boys' game here tonight between St. Cecilia and Aquinas Catholic. As we've spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher, and coach sitting at 9-5 on the season, picking up a win on Tuesday night, a road game at Class B opponent Lex.
Yeah, you just got to go play right now, and you're waiting for that conference tournament, but that's a scary thought too, because we knew we were going to Lexington Tuesday and Aquinas at home, and it's nice to be at home, but you definitely, we had to go out, you know, to Lexington, and our kids needed to improve from their Saturday performance against Kearney Catholic. Now, Lex is having a little bit of a down year, and I thought we played well enough to, you know, win the game. We still struggled at times, though, you know, just mentally trying to do too much. You know, in a game like that, when the other opponent hasn't had a lot of success, you try to make five-point shots, and they just weren't there. So, but I thought we played a great second half, you know, and held them to 6 points, and you know, anytime you play that good a defense, you're still doing some things right. And so we're carrying some momentum and hopefully into this game tonight.
Got off to a great start in that ball game and just kind of cruised along. Like I said, the defense in the second half was absolutely amazing. Talk about that.
Well, we've you know, we started in a trap, pressing them and trying to trap them and so forth. And I think the kids were just overly aggressive and giving them some chances in that. And our offense didn't get anything. Our defense didn't create anything for our offense. So the second half, we just went back to basic, straight man-to-man. You know, that seemed to work a lot better. And, you know, we had a little bit better rotation of our kids going in. And, you know, they have some difficult matchups for us because, you know, they brought in about 3 or 4 kids that weren't 5 foot, it seemed like. And so, you know, when you do that, sometimes your kids are playing in different spaces on the floor than they're used to. So, you know, defensively, we did a lot of good things, and we took care of the basketball and got good shots on the offensive end.
10 guys actually scored in that ball game. Phil Hamburger led the way with 11 points, but he had 10 guys score in that one.
Yeah, I was really pleased with our younger kids. You know, some of them got more extensive of time than they usually do, and you know, you always wonder how they're going to react to that situation. But boy, they you know, played well, and you know, I thought Cannon Howell has had 2 excellent practices here, and he's a kid that doesn't get mentioned hardly ever in the varsity game, and he was one of the first varsity guys off in the fourth quarter, and he did a great job of scoring 5 points for us. You know, Thomas Skoke, same thing. They don't get mentioned a lot, but they're there every day in practice pushing our other kids, and you know, those two came in and proved that, you know, we're going to be ready next year for a varsity game full time.
Bill Hamburger had 11 points in that ball game. He had kind of a little shooting funk to 3-4 games in there. Has he got his touchback now?
Yeah, he's shooting the ball, and I think, you know, a lot of it had to do with you know, him maybe being a little bit unselfish in those games. I told him, you know, you got to just take some shots to, because our kids are going to know that, and you know, possibly rebound the basketball. And he wasn't even looking for his shots at time. He was looking to do what we really asked him to do. You know, a lot of screening, a lot of defense, bringing the ball up. And you know, he wasn't being as aggressive minded offensively. And now he's really turned that up. And that's something you have to have. You have to have 1 or 2 go-to guys on each team. And him and Cesar Tino have kind of developed into that.
So now there's a last tune-up before the conference tournament next week. A good measuring stick for you?
Yeah, it is. They're a very good basketball team. They've got some quality wins. They've got some losses that you kind of shake your head at. But, you know, they're very athletic. And then you can see why they won C2 football, and their coaches are talking like they think they can win it again if they stay healthy in C2. They bring a lot of good athletes to the floor. They're a veteran club. Outside of the freshmen that they bring off the bench, they've got about 7 or 8 guys that are junior seniors. Their team, at times they struggle to score. I've seen that on the games I've scouted them, but they definitely play good defense, and they're athletic enough to give you fits at times on that side of the ball, because they're 1-3-1 or a man team, and you know, you got to adjust. That's a totally different mindset sometimes for your kids.
Talk about that 1-3-1. It's always a very stingy defense for you.
Yeah, that 1-3-1, you know, you can preach it, you can teach, go against it in practice, and then you come into a game and it seems like sometimes your kids freeze up, especially if they don't hit a couple shots against it early. And you know, it's all about seeing the seams and looking diagonal and getting into a space where you draw defenders to you to get somebody else open. And sometimes kids don't want to do that, and then they're starting to trying to pass over it and around it, and the ball's not moving quick enough. And so you know, we worked on it for 2 days now. Whether or not that means anything, the ball's still got to go in the hole, and we hopefully put our shooters in spots that they can get shots. But you know, it is a little bit different than playing against a man-to-man all the time, and they've played a lot of both, so, you know, I'm sure we're going to see both defenses.
And offensively, they don't have one premier player. You look up and down their statistics, they don't have a guy in double figures. Everybody's right around 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 points a game.
Yeah, I've tried to find somewhere where any of their players went, you know, for 20, and I don't think that's happened at all for them this year. Similar to us offensively, they spread it around quite a bit. You know, we've got two guys in double figures, and then, you know, quite a few guys have chipped in for us. You know, that's a deal where you just go back to your basic fundamentals of defense. Are you, you know, on the help side? Are you understanding what offensive set they're going to run? Things like that. So you know, you go back, you got to look at their tendencies of what they like to do individually when they do get the ball, and hopefully your kids follow that, and I think we have a pretty good game plan since we've seen them a lot, so that will help us as far as, you know, the kids are very familiar with them as far as we've had two films and the two live scouts, so hopefully that'll help, you know, but then you still got to put all the other thing into it besides, you know, just the mind, the desire and the heart and all that stuff.
Coach, with the conference tournament next week, is there something that you guys want to definitely focus on tonight and improve on before the conference tournament next week?
Well, we want to stay consistent throughout a game again. You know, I think Lincoln Christian was as complete a game as we've played all year. Kearney Catholic, I didn't think we played a very complete game. Lexington was not a complete game, but consistently you need to play four full quarters with great desire, great intensity, regardless of the score. I think Coach Spomberg said it this week in the paper. He said something about everybody's got to play at that intensity every practice for the rest of the season. If you're going to do something, you got to start to raise your level, especially in going into a conference tournament, because it's a new season, kind of, so to say, for everybody. And tonight I'm going to try to preach that our kids need to play at the level that they're going to play with next week.
All right, good luck.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around, starting lineups in the play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Aquinas Catholic tonight from 1230 KHAS.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gym. You've heard the comments from St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher. St. Cecilia coming at a record of 9 wins and 5 losses on the season. The Hawks are coming off of an impressive performance the other day against Lexington. But that's a team that has not won yet this year. They're 0-14 now. St. Cecilia beat them on Tuesday night by a score of 59-18. Last week, St. Cecilia dropping one ball game to Kearney Catholic. That was on Saturday, 57-46 in Kearney. They were also on the road last Thursday and beat Boone Central up in Albion by the score of 41-33. The other losses for St. Cecilia this year, they lost to Gretna 46-26. They also lost to Aurora during the holiday tournament, 31-28. They've got a couple of other losses earlier in the year before Christmas to Bishop Newman, 39-34. And to Omaha Scott by a score of 55-42. So St. Cecilia coming in here, a record of 9 wins and 5 losses on the season. A team that is averaging 46.4 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 38.9 on the defensive end. St. Cecilia hitting 39% now. 39% from the field, 27% from three-point territory, and 62% from the free throw line. The Hawks are pretty solid defensively all year long. They're giving up only 38.9 points per ball game on defense. Defensive field goal average is 35% from three-point territory. It's 22%, and opposing teams are hitting 63% of their field goal tries, actually from the free throw line this year. Rebound, St. Cecilia holding their own. Eddie Howard rebounded by only one per ball game, 23-24. St. Cecilia averaging 11 turnovers per ball game. They're forcing 16 on the other end. They're facing a team tonight in Aquinas Catholic. They come in here with a mark of 5 wins and 7 losses on the season. This is a team that has lost 3 straight games coming into this one. They lost to Grand Island Central Catholic last Friday night by a score of 47-35. They lost at Twin River 59-46. And they lost at home to Loganview 48-40. Their last win was back on January the 3rd when they beat Concordia by a score of 46-30. They also split 2 ball games in the David City Holiday Basketball Tournament, losing in the opening round to Omaha Roncalli 61-58, and then beating North Bend Central in the consolation game 53-45. Before Christmas, this is a team that was 3-3 going into the Christmas break. They started their season with a loss to Raymond Central, 62-42. Then they caught fire. They won 3 straight games. They beat Shelby Rising City, 60-37. They beat Archbishop Bergen, 53-48. Then they beat Schuyler, 52-34. So Aquinas 5-7 on the season, coming into the ball game here tonight with St. Cecilia. As Kevin Asher told us during the pregame show, a team that's had some trouble scoring points on occasion. They average 48.3 points per ball game on offense. They give up 48.2 points per ball game on defense. They hit 38% of their field goals, 25% from three-point territory, 52% from the free throw line. Their leading scorer is Kaylin Vandenberg, who is averaging 9 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. So it's Hastings St. Cecilia and Aquinas Catholic here tonight at Boys High School Basketball. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and check the starting lineups as we continue on 1230 KHIS.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
Farm Bureau Financial Services makes insurance simple. Knowing your loved ones will be taken care of can give you peace of mind. Count on your local Farm Bureau agent to help determine the life insurance that's right for you. Trust Farm Bureau to help protect what you value most, your loved ones. Call Marty DeMuth in Hastings today and see how to make insurance simple. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services LLC affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gym as we get ready for the second half of our doubleheader here tonight between Aquinas and Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll give you the starters for the Monarchs. They'll be dressed in their black uniforms, trimmed and lettered in white here tonight. Trey Simrad is a 5'8" senior, averaging 5 points and 1.5 rebounds per game. Cody Krafka is a 6'3" junior. He is averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds per game. Kaylin Vandenberg is a 6'1" senior, averaging 9 points and 7 rebounds per game. Jake Bartunek is a 6'2" senior, averaging 6 points and 4.8 rebounds per game. And Landon Stouffer is a 6'1" junior. He is averaging 6 points and 2 rebounds per ball game. Jared Royal is the head coach of Aquinas. For Hastings St. Cecilia, they will go with Mike Hannon, a 6'2" senior, who is averaging 5 points and 4.6 rebounds per game. Simon Ostrander will get his start tonight, a 5'9" senior. Ostrander averaging 3 points and 1.3 rebounds per game. Cesar Tino is a 5'11" junior, averaging 10 points and 3 rebounds per game. Phil Hamburger is a 6'2" senior, averaging 11 points and 4 rebounds per game. And Chris Hartford, a 6'4" junior, who's averaging 1.9 points and 2.2 rebounds per game. Hawks, of course, coached by Kevin Asher. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank member, FDIC. St. Cecilia dressed in their white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in blue. A rare occasion that St. Cecilia is playing at home this season. I think they've got only 6 home games all year long, and the Hawks are going to enjoy some home cooking here tonight. Hopefully it gets them a win here. 9-5 for St. Cecilia, 5-7 for Aquinas Catholic. As the records come into the ballgame here tonight, St. Cecilia has the opening tip-off here. He'll shoot to our basket to our left. Mike Hannard has got the ball on the wing. Aquinas will play a combination of man-to-man defense and 1-3-1 here tonight, much like the girls' team in that first ball game tonight. Cesar Tino has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Tino dribbling with it, comes over here to the near side. It's Hamburger. He holds the ball cross-court. Pass goes to Ostrander. Comes back the other way. That's a Hamburger. Sends it back to the right side again to Cesar for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Cesar Tino hits a three ball from the right sideline of the Hawks. That's one way to get him loosened up defensively. 3-0 is the score. There's Aquinas Catholic coming back with the ball now. That's Stouffer with it now as he sends it down in the corner. They bring it back around the three-point circle of the near sideline to a Simrad. Simrad out here to Vandenberg. He's their leading scorer. Hands it away to Simrad. Down to Vandenberg. His shot is no good. Tip tries up and in. Jake Bartunek on the weak side. Ball came right to him as he shot it from the right baseline. Bartunek picks it up and sends it right back down through the hole. 3-2 is the score. Hamburger down the lane, tries to dump it off to Hartford. The ball's tipped out of there and it's picked up by Aquinas coming back the other way. This is a Stouffer with the ball, drives it all the way to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and a foul is called. Hartford got a piece of that one and picks up the personal foul. Chris Hartford picks up his first. Team foul number one on the Blue Hawks here in this first half of play. Landon Stouffer going to the free throw line here for Aquinas. He's a 56% foul shooter, and the shot is up there. It hits the back iron straight up in the air and down through the hole. Aquinas is a team hitting 52% of their free throw tosses so far this year. Stouffer is averaging 6 points per ball game. He gets his first point in the book here tonight. Next one is up there. It's good. And Aquinas has now got the lead over St. Cecilia. The score is 4-3. So St. Cecilia hits the three ball from Cesar Tino. And Aquinas comes back and gets a field goal from Bartunek. A couple of free throws from Landon Stouffer. St. Cecilia with the ball back in their offensive end now. Cesar Tino has got the ball over there on the deep wing on the right side. Gives it away to Hamburger. It's a man-to-man defense right now for Aquinas. Hamburger comes out here to Simon Ostrander. To Hamburger on the right side. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside the ring. Back out to Cesar for three. Shot is up there. Good. Cesar Tino knocks down a pair of three-pointers. He's been hitting only 22% of his threes so far this year. And he bangs home his first two shots here. 6-4 is the score. Hawks go back out on top. Cross-court pass goes to Simrad. Comes out here in the three-point territory to Vandenberg. Vandenberg now to Krafka. Drops it down low. A shot is up there by Bartunek. No good, and he's fouled into play. Bartunek to the right side of the basket is fouled into play here. And again, Chris Hartford picks up the personal foul. So that's two fouls now on Hartford here. We've not yet played 3 minutes of the ball game. And Bartunek goes to the free throw line now for Aquinas. He's a 31% foul shooter in the season. And a shot is up there. It's good. Bartunek, 6 out of 19 on free throws coming into the ball game tonight. Throws up his first one. It goes down through the hole. Hartford comes out of the ball game now as Tim Skolk comes in there. 6-5 is the score. St. Cecilia with a one-point lead. Bartunek can tie things up. His shot is up there. It's good. So now we're tied up at 6 points apiece early in the ball game. 5 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Aquinas won the girls' contest earlier tonight over Hastings St. Cecilia 41-34. Cesar Tino, bounce pass goes to Skolk, right side of the lane, powers his way down to the baseline, hands it away. And now we got Cesar Tino was out of bounds. Got the handoff there from Skolk, and he was out of bounds. Turnover number two on St. Cecilia. The Hawks have done a good job this year taking care of the basketball. They've only been forced into 11 turnovers this year per ball game. That's their second one here this first quarter. We're tied up at 6 points apiece. Aquinas can pull ahead here with a field goal. Stouffer has got the ball, comes across the top, now to Simrad. Simrad goes over the other way to Vandenberg, drives it down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Skolk. He lost the ball, but it's picked up here by St. Cecilia's Mike Cannon. He runs her back the other way for the Hawks. Gives it away now to Hamburger. To Ostrander at the elbow. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound is ripped out of there by a Simrad for Aquinas Catholic. He runs her back the other way down the right sideline. Bounce pass on the baseline. Stouffer has got it. Comes out on the left wing. Vandenberg. Vandenberg from the top of the arc. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Skolk in the corner. Tim Skolk has got it for the Hawks. Now to Hamburger. Bill will bring her up now. Left-handed dribble for the Hawks. Switches hands to his right. Goes over there on the right wing. Ostrander. Bounce pass goes into Skolk, and a foul is going to be called. Skolk posted up right side of the lane. They got him the ball. The foul is going to be called here on Simrad of Aquinas. That's going to be his first. End of the ball game now is going to be a Cody Krafka again for Aquinas. It's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball from underneath their own basket here. Mike Canada's got it deep in the corner, gives it away down to Hamburger, brings it up high on the block. Cross-court pass comes to Cesar Tino. In the lane, his pass to the far sideline goes to Hannon. Hannon holds the ball on the wing. Gets it now to Phil Hamburger in 3 points there. It's way to Cesar Tino down on the baseline, drives for the basket and scores. Cesar Tino has got all 8 points so far for St. Cecilia. It is an 8-6 ball game. The Hawks are out on top. There's a Stouffer coming back here. His pass is going to be deflected. It's in the lane, and now we got a foul called. St. Cecilia came down with it. A turnover there on Aquinas Catholic, but a foul is going to be called here. Galen Vandenberg picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first team foul, number two on Aquinas. Into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia. Kevin Ryan coming out will be Ostrander. 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top of Aquinas by the score of 8-6. Hawks have the ball down the right sideline. Kevin Ryan has got it down to Hamburger to get it to Tim Skok. Skok holds the ball, comes out here at the top of the key, hands it away now to Ryan. Ryan takes it to the right wing over there. Now he's in trouble, gets it away to Cesar Tino. Tino to the near sideline to Hannon. Back out to Cesar, top of the key, fakes the three. His pass is going to be deflected. The scramble is on it. It's picked up here by Simrod coming back the other way. Drive, shoots, and scores. Trev Simrod scoring there for Aquinas. And the Monarchs come back to tie things up at 8 points apiece. 3:40 to play here in the first quarter. Here's Cesar Tino down the right sideline. Tino drives for the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouling the play. Cesar taking it right to the hole there for St. Cecilia, and he draws the personal foul. Max Rowski picking up the personal foul for Aquinas. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on Aquinas here in this first quarter of play. Tino to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. He's already got 8 points. He scored all eight for the Hawks so far in this ball game. His shot is up there, and the shot good. Cesar is a 72% foul shooter. Hannon comes out. Here comes Joel Graufel into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia. 9-8 to score. The Hawks are out on top. Cesar Tino toes the mark for his second shot. Looks up there. The shot is going to be around the rim and down. So Cesar now with all 10 points in the ballgame. It's a one-man wrecking crew so far for the Hawks. Cesar Tino with 10 points. McGuire has got the ball for Aquinas. Gets it out here in 3 point territory to Morawski. Brings it back down to the corner to McGuire. He drives the baseline, puts up an acrobatic shot that's going to be no good, but he draws the personal foul. The foul here is going to go on Kevin Ryan. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three of the Hawks. And now going to the free throw line is going to be Mitch McGuire. And the shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He'll get one more. 10-8 the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. McGuire, a 37% foul shooter coming in here. Next shot is up there. That one is no good. And the rebound comes down to Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Hawks have a 2-point lead, 10-8. Hamburger has got the ball down the right sideline to get it to Skok in the offensive scoring zone. Skok trying to penetrate, can't do it. Dribbles out here. Gives it away to Tino now. Just across the 10-second line. Cesar Tino stops, calling for some help. He's got it as he gets it into the hands of Ryan. Down to Hamburger. Left side to Joel Graufel. Graffel dribbles once, comes out to Hamburger, top of the key. Phil driving it down the lane, runs into traffic, throws up a shot anyway. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Skok. Skok loses control of the ball, picks it back up. His shot no good. Rebound is still loose. It goes to the far sideline. Skok grabs the ball again. Skok gets it away. Now to Hamburger. Hamburger back outside to Kevin Ryan, drives it down the lane. Now to Joel Graffel. His shot is up and in. Joel Graffel gets the field goal to go down there for St. Cecilia. And the Hawks are out of top now by 4 points. It's 12-8. There's a Stouffer with the ball now for Aquinas. He gets the ball away. That's a McGuire with the ball. Drives it down the lane. Gets it down in the corner to Simrod. Gets it back out of the wing. Driving. We got a traveling violation. Stouffer taking in from the left wing toward the goal. There is whistle for the traveling violation. The second turnover on Aquinas here in the ball game. So now St. Cecilia's built a 4-point lead, and the Hawks have the ball. 2 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 12-8. St. Cecilia out on top. Kevin Ryan with the ball now on the dribble for the Hawks. Brings it into the offensive zone. Monarch still in the man-to-man defense. Down in the corner, Cesar for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down in the lane to Simrod. Trev Simrod has got the ball now for Aquinas. Hustles into the forecourt. Goes over to Stouffer. Free throw line extended left side. Picked up over there by Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Stouffer moving to his right. Reverses the ball to McGuire. Bounce pass inside. The ball is going to be tipped away. The scramble is on. Two, three players hit the deck, and the ball is brought out of there by Skok. Long pass down to Ford. They get it down to the Groffel. His shot is up and in. Joel Groffel now with a couple of field goals and 4 points. And St. Cecilia has opened up a 14-8 lead over Aquinas tonight. There's a Simrod with the ball now for Aquinas. Goes over in the wing to Morosky. Down in the corner to Stouffer. Ball high above his head. Trying to penetrate. Looking. Comes out on top now between the rings to Simrod. Trev Simrod dribbling with the ball. Goes over in the wing on the left side again to Stouffer. Takes it down in the baseline against Hamburger. Out on top. Here's Morosky. His three-pointer is put up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. One and done. Tim Skolk right there defensively. Long pass ahead. Gets to Cesar Tino. Right at the top of the three-point circle. Two-handed pass goes to Hamburger. Down in the corner, Kevin Ryan works it inside. The ball tipped away from Groffel. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Aquinas basketball. Now the other official out here toward the 10-second line. He's going to come in. And they're going to have a conference. And I think they're going to give the ball to St. Cecilia. Yeah, Tim O'Day, one of the officials, having a conversation with Randy Coyle. They agree, and they're going to give the ball to St. Cecilia. So the Hawks will play things in from deep in the right corner. Hamburger will trigger things in for St. Cecilia. Clear over here on the near sideline as they get it to Hannon. He comes back out to Kevin Ryan. Hannon hands it away to Ostrander, who mishandles the ball. It's picked up here by Simrod. Coming back the other way for Aquinas. So the third turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. 14-8 is the score. St. Cecilia with a six-point lead. Vandenberg has got the ball for Aquinas. Down in the corner to Stoffer. His pass out on top is going to be wide of the target and goes out of bounds. Throws it out of bounds here on the near sideline into the scorer's table. That's the fourth turnover on Aquinas. St. Cecilia with three. 33 seconds to play here in the first quarter. It's 14-8. St. Cecilia with a lead here in boys high school basketball. Hamburger has got it. Now to Simon Ostrander. Ostrander working against the zone defense now of Aquinas. Ostrander has got it out here. Diagonal pass down in the corner to Hamburger. Hamburger gets it now to Esch. Now to Ostrander. His shot for three is no good. Tip try is up and in. Phil Hamburger gets the tip. That was an air ball thrown up there by Ostrander from three-point territory. Hamburger on the right side of the lane grabs the ball and puts it down through the hole. Back the other way, a baseline jumper put up there is no good by Krafka, and the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Graffalo's got it 2 seconds, 1 second. Hamburger from about 45 is shot no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play here at boys high school basketball. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Aquinas after one. St. Cecilia 16, Aquinas Catholic 9.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead 16-8 is the score after one quarter. And Aquinas has got the ball to begin quarter number two. Simrod has got the ball. Comes over here on the wing to Vandenberg. Takes the ball toward the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he draws the personal foul. Simrod will go to the free throw line now. He is fouled in a play by Jamison Esch of St. Cecilia. Cesar Tino with 10 points in the first quarter. So going to the free throw line, Vandenberg for Aquinas. He has not scored so far tonight. He's averaging 9.1 points per ball game, and his shot is up there. The shot short. In fact, he's their leading scorer. Nobody in double figures right now for Aquinas on the season. 9.1 is their highest total, and that's Vandenberg. Got a bunch of guys anywhere from 4 to 7 points here. Balanced scoring attack here for the Aquinas Catholic Monarchs. Vandenberg will have one more. Shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and falls off. No good. Battle for the rebound. Groffel has got it. Joel Groffel has got it for the Hawks. St. Cecilia with an 8-point lead, 16-8 early in the ball game. Mike Hannon has got it down in the corner as they get it to Esch. Bounce pass goes inside to Hartford, who's backing up in a traveling violation. Chris Hartford got it inside, and a traveling violation is called inside. Saint Cecilia in the first quarter, 55%. They were 6 out of 11. Aquinas was 2 out of 6 for 33%. Three-pointers, Saint Cecilia 2 out of 3 for 67%. Aquinas 0 out of 1. Rebound, Saint Cecilia had 8. Aquinas had 3. Hawks had 4 turnovers. Aquinas had 3. Hawks have the lead here, 16-8. There's a short jumper in the lane. It's going to be no good there by Stouffer. Rebound comes down to Aquinas. Stouffer gets the ball back, drives it down the lane, and it sounds up and in. Landon Stouffer hits a field goal there. He's now got 4 points in the ball game, 16-10 the score. Hawks with a six-point lead in the basketball. Simon Ostrander out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass goes inside. It's right through the fingertips of Hartford out of bounds. Another turnover on St. Cecilia. So back-to-back turnovers on consecutive possessions here. 16-10, and now Aquinas will have the ball back, coming back the other direction. 7 minutes and 1 second to play until halftime, 16-10. Hawks out on top. Martunik has got the ball now for Aquinas out here in three-point territory. High above his head, gets it to Simrod, picked up out there by Simon Ostrander of St. Cecilia. Simrod, now it's problems with the dribble, picks it up. Nice pass underneath. The shot is up there. He misses the easy one. Martunik misses the easy one for Aquinas. Long pass down the floor is intercepted by Krapka. So Aquinas gets it on the turnover. Here comes Stouffer back the other way, down on the baseline left side. Simrod puts it up there from 17. It's going to be no good. Rebound Hannon. Long pass down the floor to Ostrander. Ostrander driving the ball toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Krapka. Krapka has got it now. Gets it away to Landon Stouffer into the forecourt. Down in the corner to Vandenberg. Vandenberg holds it here for Aquinas. St. Cecilia in the man-to-man. Vandenberg in the lane. Has it knocked loose. It's picked up by Ostrander. Long pass down the floor. Hamburger shoots and scores. Hamburger scores on the assist from Simon Ostrander. A turnover there on Aquinas. That's their fifth of the ball game. 18-10 now. St. Cecilia with an 8-point lead. Aquinas back with the ball here in their offensive end. Martunik has got it. Free throw line extended right side. Picked up by Hartford. Martunik puts it on the floor. Takes it down to the baseline. Then falls down. He reaches down to try to grab it. Now we've got a violation here. A violation called on St. Cecilia down here. And it's going to be Aquinas playing things in from underneath their own basket. 5 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 18-10. The Hawks have an 8-point lead. St. Cecilia gunning for their 10th win of the 2011-2012 season here tonight. Borowski will play things in way out here near the 10-second line. Simrod has got it. That's Trev Simrad. Comes over here to the near side, down to Vandenberg. Top of the key, Stouffer has got it. Stouffer picked up there by Mike Hannon of St. Cecilia. Over on the wing now to Krapka. His three-pointer's been up there no good. Long rebound. Caesar grabs it, but a foul's going to be called here on Cody Krapka. So Cody Krapka picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 4 on Aquinas. End of the ball game now for Aquinas is going to be Mitch McGuire. And coming out is going to be Landon Stouffer for a quick breather. 5.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. It's 18-10, St. Cecilia with the lead. Hartford has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Comes over to Simon Ostrander. Free throw line extended. Back out on top to Hamburger. Open for three. Fires it up there. The shot good. Hamburger now with 7 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia extends their lead to 21-10. As we approach the five-minute mark here this second quarter. Here's McGuire with the ball now for Aquinas. Down in the corner as they get it to Krapka. Back outside. That's Vandenberg with the ball. Krapka again on the far sideline. Now they feed it left side of the lane. That's going to be McGuire twisting and turning, but can't put up a shot. Over here to Morofsky. At the top of the circle again to Bartunik over on the wing to McGuire. Gets it inside, driving down the lane. His shot is up and in. Cody Krapka taking the ball into the hole there for Aquinas. That's his first field goal. 22-12 now. Hawks have a 9-point lead. St. Cecilia comes back with the ball. That's Cesar Tino taking it right to left across the free throw line to Hannon down in the corner. His shot for three is no good. Rebound to Vandenberg for Aquinas as they run her back the other way. McGuire deep in the corner comes out of the wing. That's Morofsky back outside. A 3-pointer put up there and in. Kalen Vandenberg scores from the top of the key there for Aquinas. And just like that, the Monarchs back to within 6 points at 21-15. 4 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Here's Phil Hamburger with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Bounce pass inside to Hartford. Right side of the lane. Gets it back out to Hamburger. Top of the key. Now to Mike Hannon on the wing. Back inside to Hartford. Powers his way to the basket. He's double-teamed. Hartford in trouble. Has the ball knocked loose and is picked up here by Aquinas. Krapka has got the ball on the sixth turnover for St. Cecilia down the near sideline. Here's Vandenberg back outside. Three-pointer. Borowski
No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot. McGuire, good. Mitch McGuire scoring there on the offensive putback. And the Monarchs are back to within 4 points at 21-17. As Aquinas has scored the last 7 points in the ballgame, and now Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia calls a timeout. 3 minutes and 29 seconds to play here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia 21, Aquinas 17.
Play-by-play.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight from 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're at the Chapman Gym. 21-17, Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Aquinas. Hawks have the ball following the timeout from head coach Kevin Asher. Here's Hamburger with the ball in the free throw circle. Drives it down the lane, dishes off to Skoke. His shot is up and in. Tim Skoke scores on the assist there from Phil Hamburger. Hamburger averaging 2.4 assists this year. He gets one right there as Skoke gets the field goal. And the Hawks go out on top now by 6, 23-17. Entry pass, and now it's going to be deflected away, picked up by Cesar Tino. Running back the other way, Tino goes for the goal and scores. Cesar Tino now with 12 points in the ballgame. He had 10 in the first quarter. And the Hawks, just like that, back out to a 25-17 lead. 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the second quarter. And now Aquinas throws the ball away. That was Trev Simrod out here in the three-point territory. He fires the ball on the near sideline. Nobody home. It goes right into the Blue Hawk bench. 7 turnovers now on Aquinas. St. Cecilia with the ball here in backcourt, leading in the ball game by a score of 25-17. Again, a girls play. Grand Island Northwest beat Hastings tonight 80-48. And it was Aquinas over Hastings St. Cecilia, 41-34. Hamburger driving down the lane. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound tapped down there. Skoke has got it. Skoke down to Ryan. Down in the corner to Cesar Tino. He got a whistle and a traveling violation. Tino, boy, like a shot out of a cannon from the left corner. He takes it right to the goal, but he's whistled for the traveling violation. 7 turnovers on St. Cecilia now in the ball game. Here comes Vandenberg back into the ball game now, replacing Morosky for Aquinas. 25-17, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. And bringing the ball back is going to be Trey Simrod. He gets it into the offensive zone as St. Cecilia stays with their man-to-man defense. Trey goes to the far side to Trev Simrod. Now free throw line extended to Vandenberg. They work it back around on the right side. Simrod has got it. Simrod dribbling with the ball, takes it to the free throw line, comes across the line to Bartunek. His shot from 15 is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Groffel. Joe Groffel has got it for St. Cecilia down the right sideline. Gets it ahead to Cesar Tino. Tino over here on the far sideline. Gets it to Kevin Ryan. Wings it near side down to Groffel. Back out to Ryan again. Now to Phil Hamburger. Free throw line extended left side. Down in the corner to Cesar Tino. Tino outside. Here's a wide open shot taken by Skoke. That's going to be no good. And the rebound here by Stouffer. Landon Stouffer with the ball. Brings it up now for Aquinas. Hamburger knocks the ball loose. Stouffer picks it back up. And now a foul is called here on Hamburger. Phil Hamburger picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on St. Cecilia here in the first half. Non-shooting situation, so Landon Stouffer will key things in. Just to the right of the scorers table down here. Cody Krafka comes back into the ballgame now for Aquinas, replacing Jake Bartunek. Hawks have the lead 25-17 here in the second quarter. Simrod has got the ball now for Aquinas. Goes over on the wing on the left side to Trev Simrod. Back outside to Vandenberg, driving down the right side of the lane, gives it up now to Simrad. Picked up there by Cesar Tino. Still dribbling with the ball, takes it right in front of the free throw line. His shot is up there, it's around the rim and down. That's a Trey Simrod scoring there. They've got Trey and they've got Trev out there. That was Trey scoring right in front of the free throw line, 25-19. Hawks with a 6-point lead. Hamburger drives it down the right side of the lane, now stops, gets it back out here. Kevin Ryan drives it to the free throw line, now gives it up. Hamburger back outside the arc. Comes over here to Kevin Ryan again. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Stops. Trying to get rid of it. Now he does. Tino at the top of the key. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Run one-hander is up there. It's going to be no good. 3 players hit the deck, and now we got a foul call down here. Aquinas came down with a rebound, but a personal foul is going to be called on St. Cecilia. The foul is going to go on Skoke. That's going to be his first. Tim Skoke picks up the personal foul. Team foul number 6 on the Blue Hawks. So Aquinas will come back with the ball. Simrod walks it across the 10-second line here with 47 seconds to play. 25-19. Hawks have the lead. Vandenberg. Free throw line extended all the way to the left sideline. They get it back out between the rings to Simrod. He dribbles out here against a Kevin Ryan. We're down to 35 seconds to play in the second quarter. Simrod still with the ball. Ryan goes after his steal, and now we got a double dribble violation. Double dribble violation called here on Trev Simrod of Aquinas Catholic. Turnover number 8 now on the Monarchs. So it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Now with 30.8 seconds to play. 25-19 is the score. St. Cecilia led by 8 after the first quarter, 16-8. Now Hamburger will come back into the offensive zone for the Hawks. St. Cecilia will probably play for the final shot here. Cesar Tino hands it away to Kevin Ryan. Ryan comes over here to Hamburger. 18 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Hamburger jump pass to the far sideline down to Hannon, who gives it back to Hamburger. Comes back over here to Mike Hannon, left wing. Three-pointer put up there. It's good. A three-pointer there by Mike Hannon. 3 seconds to play. Here's a steal now in the corner by Kevin Ryan. A shot no good. Rebound Tino. And time expires here in the second quarter of play. So a three-pointer there by Mike Hannon will give St. Cecilia a 9-point lead at halftime. The Hawks will take a 28-19 lead into the locker room here at halftime. St. Cecilia out on top. You're listening to high school basketball.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS at halftime of the boys' ball game. 28-19 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Aquinas here tonight. It was St. Cecilia who jumped out to a 3-0 lead in the ball game tonight, but Aquinas came back and grabbed a 1-point advantage at 4-3. St. Cecilia reclaims the lead at 6-4. We were tied up at 6, tied up at 8 in the first quarter before St. Cecilia closes out the first quarter by outscoring Aquinas 8-0 in the final 3 minutes and 40 seconds. Hawks had a 16-8 advantage after one quarter. St. Cecilia had an 11-point lead early in the second quarter with about 5 minutes to play, 21-10. But then the Aquinas Monarchs go on a 7-0 run, go within 4 points at 21-17. Hawks led 25-17, and then Mike Hannon hitting a three-pointer there toward the end of the second quarter. And the Hawks have the lead here at halftime. The score is 28-19. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered healthcare focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. a tradition of respect.
1230 KHAS.
At halftime of our boys' ball game here tonight, it's St. Cecilia out on top of Aquinas by a score of 28-19. Scoring in the ball game for St. Cecilia at halftime, Cesar Tino leading the way. He's got 12 points. Cesar had 10 points in the first quarter alone. Cesar Tino now with 10 points. He's got 5 field goals, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Phil Hamburger has got 7 points. He's got a couple of field goals, and he's got 1 3-point field goal. Hamburger with 7. Joel Graufel has got 4 points tonight and a couple of field goals. Mike Hannon hit that 3-pointer at the end of the second quarter for his only score in the ball game. Tim Skok has got a field goal and 2 points here at the break. And that is it. St. Cecilia with 28 on the board here at halftime. The Hawks have had only 2 free throws. They are 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. That came from Cesar Tino, though, in the first half of play. Aquinas is 4 out of 8 from the free throw line in the first half. They're being led by Landon Stouffer so far. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Stouffer has got a field goal, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Jake Bartunek has got a field goal, and he is 2 out of 2 from the line. He's got 4 points. Kalen Vandenberg has got 3 points on a 3-pointer. He's 0 out of 2 from the stripe. The other scores for Aquinas Catholic, you've got Trey Simrod with 2 points on a field goal. Courtney Krafta has got Cody Krafka has got a field goal and 2 points. Mitch McGuire has got a field goal for 2. McGuire is 0 of 2 from the free throw line. And Trev Simrod has got a field goal and 2 points here at halftime. Aquinas is trailing Hastings St. Cecilia at the break. It's the Hawks 28 and Aquinas 19. We'll come back and check the shooting numbers after this 1 minute timeout.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Chapman Gym, we're at halftime, 28-19. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead. St. Cecilia in the first half hitting 11 out of 22 from the field for 50%. Aquinas hitting 7 out of 16 for 44%. On three-pointers, St. Cecilia was 4 out of 7 for 57%. Aquinas was 1 out of 4 in the first half for 25%. Free throw, St. Cecilia again, 2 out of 2 for 100%. Aquinas was 4 out of 8 for 50%. The rebound, St. Cecilia's got 13. Aquinas has got 7. Both teams with 3 on the offensive end. The turnover, St. Cecilia's got 9. Aquinas has got 6. So St. Cecilia with a lead here at halftime. The score is 28-19. Earlier tonight in the girls' ball game, it was Aquinas knocking off Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 41-34. Aquinas led 10-9 at the end of the first quarter. Monarchs leading 24-20 at halftime. 32-28 after 3, and they go on to win 41-34. Amanda Novacek led the way for Aquinas. She had 15 points in the ball game. Leading scorer for St. Cecilia was Chanel Farmer. She had 15. Hawkins are now 11-4 in the season. Aquinas improves to 10 wins and 3 losses. Again, in the girls' ball game, it was Aquinas knocking off St. Cecilia 41-34. Up at the Tiger Gym tonight in girls' high school basketball, it was Northwest beating Hastings High by a score of 80-48. In the boys' ball game up there, after one quarter, it's Hastings High out on top of Grand Island Northwest by a score of 16-9. We're at halftime here. It's 28-19. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Aquinas at halftime. We'll come back, get some more here at halftime right after this.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gym, it's 28-19. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Again, the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament gets underway next week. The first round games will be on Monday. And the boys' first round games will have Columbus Scotus playing Aquinas on Monday in David City. Also in the first round of the Centennial Conference Tournament, you've got Mount Michael playing at Lincoln Christian. Concordia will play at Lincoln Lutheran on Monday. And Grand Island Central Catholic will make the trip into Council Bluffs to play St. Albert. Boys Town, the number one seed in the Centennial Conference Tournament, they will play on Tuesday against the winner of the Scotus-Aquinas ball game. The number two seed is Hastings St. Cecilia. They will play on Tuesday night at home against either Grand Island Central Catholic or St. Albert. The number three seed is Bergen. They will play the winner of the Lutheran-Concordia matchup. And the number four seed is Wahoo Newman. They will play the winner of the Mount Michael Christian ball game. Semifinal is going to be played on Friday night at Lincoln Christian High School with a championship ball game on Saturday at Lincoln Christian beginning at 6. Hastings St. Cecilia girls, the number one seed in the girls' side of things, they will play Tuesday night against either Lincoln Lutheran or Lincoln Christian. We'll have the games from the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament next week here on 1230 KHIS. So St. Cecilia with the lead here. It's 28-19. St. Cecilia with a 9-point lead. Hawks will have the opening possession of this third quarter of play. Let's shoot to our basket to our right. Aquinas has been in a zone defense most of the night. Now they switch to man. We got a traveling violation around for the bat on Tim Skoke. 8 turnovers now in St. Cecilia here in the ball game. 8 turnovers as well on Aquinas. And now the Monarchs will have the ball just underway here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia leading by the score of 28-19. Trey Semrod has got the ball as he comes over here on the wing on the left side. That's a Bartunek who gets the start here in the second half to Vanderberg. His pass back inside is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Caesar as they try to take it back inside to Bartunek. Caesar now trapped here in backcourt. Finally gets the pass away to Simon Ostrander. Hustles into the forecourt. Comes to Hamburger. Thinks about the three-pointer. Sends it across the way. Caesar Tino with the ball now. Caesar with the ball high above his head. Down in the corner. Mike Hannon has got it. Trying to get away from Krafka. He does. Takes it to the elbow. Gets it to Ostrander on the baseline. Scope. Driving layup. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot. Good. Bill Hammer gets the offensive board and the putback there for St. Cecilia. He's got 9 points in the ball game, and the Hawks are out on top now by a score of 30-19 in boys high school basketball. Semrod trying to dribble the ball there against Cesar Tino. Comes across the top to Bartunek. Down top of the key, Krafka has got it. On the far sideline to a Stouffer. Stouffer on the wing to a Vanderberg as he holds it there against Hamburger. There's a pass to Stouffer at the top of the key. Three-pointers off of the mark, no good. Rebound Krafka, his shot in the lane is going to be no good. Ball is loose and is picked up there by St. Cecilia's Tim Skoke. Skoke gets the ball now to Ostrander. Down the near sideline is Cesar Tino. They get it to Mike Cannon in the lane. Shot is up there, partially deflected, and the ball is brought down there by Aquinas. 30-19, the Hawks with an 11-point lead. There's a Simrod with the ball. Now for Aquinas Catholic, his pass to the wing is deflected out of bounds. Skoke getting his hands over there for St. Cecilia defensively. Trev Semrod comes into the ball game now. Max Morofsky also coming in there for the Monarchs. 6 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's 30-19. St. Cecilia leading by 11. Semrod has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Goes to Morofsky. Free throw line extended. Left side. Stouffer down in the corner. Skip pass comes out to Semrod for three from the left wing. The shot no good. Rebound is loose and is picked up there by Stouffer. Stouffer wings it down low to Morofsky. Now down in the corner, back outside of the wing. That's a Stouffer with the ball. Hands it away now to Krafka. Krafka gets it away to Vandenberg. He drives, shoots, and scores. Kaylin Krafka, left side of the lane, scoring there. Vandenberg, Kaylin Vandenberg scoring there for Aquinas. It's now a 30-21 ball game. Here's a three-pointer by Hamburger right through the hole. Bill Hamburger throwing up a tray. He's now got 12 in the ball game. He had 11 the other night as St. Cecilia beat Lexington 59-18. That was on Tuesday night out in Lexington. 33-21 now. Hawks have a 12-point lead. There's a shot put up there. It's going to be no good by Morosky. The ball rolls out of here, and it's going to be picked up by Tim Skoke. Skoke now to Ostrander as he hustles into the forecourt. Now to Skoke, or intended for Skoke. He leans away from it, and Hamburger grabs it. Hamburger comes it back to Cesartino on the wing on the right side, drives it to the goal and scores. Cesartino having a whale of a night tonight. He's got 14 points in the ball game, and the Hawks now lead by 14 points, 35-21. We're 3 minutes into the second half here at the Chapman Gym. Pass underneath the basket. A shot taken there by Krafka. They've been partially deflected. The ball's brought out of there by St. Cecilia, and then they throw the ball away. Hamburger leading the break, coming back the other way. Threw it too far to Cesartino, and they throw the ball away. Nine turnovers now in the Hawks. Now we got a timeout called here. 4 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 35, Aquinas 21.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Finske, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.com.
1230 KHAS.
Well, tomorrow on our network of stations here on 1230 KHAS, we will have Briarcliff and Hastings College basketball. Pre-game will be at 12:45 tomorrow afternoon. The men's game will go 1 hour earlier than the usual starting time of 2 and 4, and they're going to switch things around. The men will play first with the women second. Men will go at 1 with the women at 3. We'll have both games here on 1230 KHAS. Following that, our basketball coverage continues. We'll be on the road with Adams Central. They'll play at Grand Island Central Catholic tomorrow night. Scheduled tip-off times at 6 and 8. So four games coming up for you tomorrow. They're on 1230 KHS with the Broncos during the afternoon and the Patriots tomorrow night. And their showdown with Grand Island Central Catholic. St. Cecilia with a lead here by 14 points. It's 35-21. They played inside to Vandenberg. He wheels in the lane. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hamburger. Hamburger has got it for St. Cecilia. Left-handed dribble into the offensive zone here as he brings it back to the center of the floor. Now gets away, drives it down the lane. His shot is up there good. Nice move to the basket by Hamburger. Filled now with 14 points in the ballgame, and the Hawks all of a sudden have a 16-point lead, 35-21 here in the contest. McGuire comes back outside to Stouffer. Stouffer holds the ball high above his head, working against a grapple. Now the ball is going to be tipped away by Tino. The scramble is on out near the 10-second line. 2-3 players hit the deck, and the ball brought out of there by Aquinas, but he was stepping on the sideline. That was a Simrod coming down with the ball there eventually, but he was on the sideline there, and a turnover on Aquinas. 10 turnovers on the Monarchs. St. Cecilia with a 16-point lead, 37-21. Boy, the Hawk defense is playing very good again tonight. This is a team that's allowing only 38 points per ball game. There's a shot from the wing. No good by Hamburger. And the rebound comes down to Morosky. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. That's Simrod with the ball. Gets it into the forecourt. Now to Vandenberg down in the corner. To Stouffer to the free throw line. Shot is up there by Vandenberg. No good. Rebound right side of the lane. Picked up there by Skoke of St. Cecilia. Skoke runs her back the other way. Comes to the near sideline. Groffalo's got it. Takes it on the low block right side. Short jumper up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Landon Stouffer. He dribbles out of there, double-teamed in backcourt. Now a foul is called. Hamburger and Tino are both back here for St. Cecilia defensively, and a foul is going to be called here on Hamburger. That's going to be his second. Down to the scores table, checking in is going to be Chris Hartford. He will come in for Skoke. Coming in for the Monarchs will be Trey Simrod. He will come in for Stouffer. Jamison Ash also coming into the ball game for St. Cecilia. 37-21 is the score. The Hawks have a 16-point lead. There's a Trey Simrod with the ball. Takes it to the right sideline now to Trev Simrod. Back to Trey here on the near sideline. Back out to the top of the key, Morosky. He gives it up now to McGuire, who heads it away to Simrod. Now near sideline to Morosky. Pass out on top. Open is Simrod. His shot is up there and in. A three-pointer. That's Trev Simrod throwing a three ball down the drain there. He's now got 5 points in the contest. 37-24. Saint Cecilia now by 13. Hamburger takes it into the lane, kicks it out now. Hartford has got it, left side. Over there to Jamison Ash, who hands the ball away. That's Hamburger, takes the ball down to the baseline, knocks down a man. No foul called. Out to Ash, top of the key. Three-pointer is up there, it's no good. Rebound comes down to Krafka, and a foul is going to be called here on Ash. Ash trying to follow his shot there and picks up the personal foul. That's going to be the second foul on Ash. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Hannon. Going out will be Hamburger. 37-24, St. Cecilia with a 13-point lead. 2.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. The Monarchs bringing it across the midcourt stripe. Semrod having problems with the dribble. It's knocked out of his hands there by Esch. And it will be Aquinas playing it in the far sideline. High school basketball tonight here from the Chapman Gym on 1230 KHIS. Aquinas will play things in. Ostrander is into the ball game now, replacing Joel Groffel. Simrod driving down the lane, dumps it off left side of the lane now to Borowski. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up again by Krafka. Gets it back out here to Borowski. His long-range jumper again from three-point territory is no good. Rebound comes down to Hannon, now to Ostrander. Into the forecourt, Kevin Ryan, now to Ostrander, now to Hannon. Traveling violation. Mike Hannon, a little indecision over here in the right side of the lane. Whistle for the traveling violation. That's 10 turnovers now on Hastings St. Cecilia. Kevin Asher, head man for the Hawks, questioning that one with one of the officials, Randy Coyle, here on the near sideline. Kevin just shakes his head. Not going to win that argument. As Simrod will inbound the ball here in backcourt. We're down to 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Hawks have a 13-point lead, 36-24. Here's Krafka with the ball now. Krafka holds it. Two-handed pass goes down in the right corner to Stouffer. Stouffer out of the wing, now to Borowski. Comes across the top, now down in the left corner. Working the ball around the three-point arc here against the St. Cecilia man-to-man defense. Stouffer driving inside the free-throw circle. Kicks it out to Borowski for three. Shot is up there and in. Max Borowski scoring there, a three-pointer. He hits his first field goal of the ball game, and it's now a 10-point ball game again at 37-27 with 1:30 to play here in the third quarter. There's Hannon from deep in the left corner. His three-pointer is put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Stouffer again for Aquinas. He turns and runs her back the other way. Right-handed dribble. Loses control of the ball at the top of the key. Picked up by Borowski. Borowski now to Simrod. Entry pass to get it inside. A jump hook shot is up there in. Vandenberg scoring there. He's got 7 points in the ball game. It's 37-29 now. The Hawks out on top by 8 points. And now Coach Asher wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia wants to burn a timeout here with 1 minute and 5 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break for the score. St. Cecilia 37, Aquinas 29.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
The men's basketball team going to be in action this weekend as well. They're going to be playing the Ohio State Buckeyes tomorrow night. That will be at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. The Huskers just coming off of their win over 13th-ranked Indiana the other night. Try to make it two upsets in 1 week. Huskers and the Buckeyes tomorrow night. 7 o'clock tip-off time at the Sports Center. 6 o'clock air time tomorrow night on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. 37-29. By the way, the Buckeyes beat Nebraska earlier this year. 71-40. They'll get back at it again tomorrow night. 7 o'clock tip-off time at the Sports Center. Air time at 6 on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. 37-29 here, St. Cecilia with a minute to play in this third quarter, and they go out to Hamburger and goes right through his fingertips, coming out of that timeout, and Kevin Asher just shakes his head again. Hannon sent it over to Hamburger, and it went right through his fingertips out of bounds. Turnover number 11 on the Hawks. So now Aquinas will have a shot here at the end of the third quarter, put some points on the scoreboard. Here's Stouffer, left side of the lane. Stouffer works against Asher. Here's a pass out on top. It's going to be intercepted by Hamburger. He drives, shoots, and scores. Hamburger gets the interception. He drives and scores. He's got 16 points in the ball game. 39-29, 30 seconds to play now here in the third quarter. This is a Simrod with the ball out here in three-point territory, picked up there by Ostrander. Goes over to Vandenberg. His pass to the near sideline is Stouffer. right in front of the Monarch bench. Out here to Simrod, top of the key. Simrod trying to drive it there against Ostrander. Comes over to Stouffer again, picked up by Esch. Bounce pass goes inside. Wheeling, here's Bartunek. His shot is up and in. Jake Bartunek scoring there. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. 39-31, 5 seconds to go, and St. Cecilia again turns the ball away. Hawks trying to race up the floor down the near sideline. They throw it into the concrete wall behind the basket. 12 turnovers on the Hawks, and now with 4.8 seconds to play. It'll be Aquinas playing things in. That's Simrod down the right sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor, then launches a three. His shot is up there. It's no good, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. So St. Cecilia had a 12-point lead back here. Actually, they had a 14-point lead. Actually, a 16-point lead was their biggest lead at 37-21, but we're down to 8 points right now as Aquinas did a good job getting back into the ball game. After three quarters, it's St. Cecilia 39, Aquinas 31.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
Farm Bureau Financial Services' approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, car, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions, all handled by your local Farm Bureau agent. Call Marty DeMuth and Hastings today to see how simple insurance can be. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we got ourselves a ball game here as Aquinas outscores St. Cecilia 10-2 at the end of the third quarter. And now they add another one right here as they work the ball inside to Bartunek. He scores, and that makes it now a 39-33 ball game in favor of St. Cecilia. The Hawks led by 16 back there at 37-21. Aquinas closing the third quarter in a 10-2 run, and now they get their first field goal of the fourth quarter. Here's Caesar for three. His shot is up and in. Caesar Tino has now got 17 points in the ball game for the Hawks. St. Cecilia now leading by 9, 42-33. Here's Simrod with the ball. Entry pass. They get it to the free throw line. That's Stouffer. Takes it over on the right side. Vandenberg down to Stouffer. Two-handed pass. Comes near side. Krafka shot for the baseline. It's going to be no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. 42-33. We got 7 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia with the lead. Ostrander with the ball. Hamburger now to Caesar Tino. Drives it to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Skoke. Follow shot, good. Offensive rebound and a put back there for Tim Skoke. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. 44-33. Hawks have the advantage here. That's going to be a Stouffer with the ball. Gets the handoff out here in three-point territory. Now works against Ostrander. Gets it to a Simrod out here. Hawks playing the man-to-man down in the corner. Krafka has got it. Working against Hannon. There's an entry pass. They get it inside. The shot's going to be blocked down. Vandenberg goes up for the shot. And it's going to be blocked down by Skoke. Tim grabs the ball here for St. Cecilia. Down to Hamburger. Running back the other way. His defender falls down. That's Vandenberg. Now Hamburger for three. His shot no good. Ball tapped out. Picked up by Ostrander. Now to Hamburger. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Collision. And a foul is going to be called. They have a blocking foul called here on Aquinas. It's going to go on Vandenberg. That's going to be his second. Kalen Vandenberg picks up his second. Into the ball game now for Aquinas. It's going to be Max Borowski back into the contest. And coming out is going to be Krafka. St. Cecilia will inbound. They get it into Skoke, who hands it back to Hamburger. Deep in the corner on the left side. Ball tipped away. Hamburger picks it back up. Now it's tipped away again. Vandenberg has got the ball. Puts up a shot. It's going to be blocked by Hamburger. And the ball is recovered here by Caesar Tino. Good play by Hamburger down the near sideline now. They get it to Ostrander. So St. Cecilia has got it. Back in their offensive end. Handed out to Hamburger out here in three-point territory. Now Phil's just going to hold on to the ball. We're down to 6 minutes to play. Here in the ball game, Caesar's got it. The ball's going to be tipped loose, and it's picked up again by Stouffer. He runs it back the other way. Collision, and a foul is going to be called. Offensive foul on Stouffer. And a technical foul has just been whistled there. Technical foul is going to be called on Aquinas. So an offensive charging foul. Offensive charging foul is going to be called here on Landon Stouffer. Then a technical foul is going to be called here on Aquinas as well. So we're going to have a technical foul called here on Jared Royal and the coaching staff for Aquinas. So going to the free throw line is going to be Hamburger, first of all. Bill Hamburger has got 16 in the ball game, all in field goals. His first free throw of the night is up there. It's good. Hamburger, a 58% foul shooter. That makes the score 44-33. And here comes the next shot by Hamburger. It is up there. It is good. Hamburger now with 18. And now because of the technical foul, we're going to have St. Cecilia getting the ball here at half court. So a technical foul is called here on the bench of Aquinas Catholic. And St. Cecilia will play the ball in. Ostrander in the corner now to Cesar Tino. And we got to somebody taking a shot over there on the left wing. That was Tim Skoke. And here's a personal foul. It's going to be Landon Stouffer picking up a personal foul. That's going to be his second. Aquinas might be losing the cool here a little bit. Skoke took a big hit there on the left wing, being hit by Landon Stouffer. 46-33, so St. Cecilia is back out on top. They had a 16-point lead back there at 37-21 in the third quarter. Hamburger will play things in to Cesar Tino. Tino out here in three-point territory, picked up by McGuire. Now McGuire is going to be hit with another personal foul. Mitch McGuire picks up the foul. It's his first. That's going to be team foul number five on Aquinas. Hastings St. Cecilia will play it in on the far sideline. That's Hamburger looking to play it in. He does. The Skoke. Ball gets away, but Skoke picks it up, and he's run over. The scramble is on. And we got a jump ball called down here. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so the Hawks will maintain control. They will play it in here on the near sideline. And now because of the technical foul, Jared Royal is taking a seat here. The head coach for Aquinas. 46-33. Now a traveling violation here on Hamburger as they played the ball in. In the third quarter, St. Cecilia was 5 out of 11 from the field, 45%. Aquinas was 5 out of 14, 36%. St. Cecilia 1 out of 4 on three-pointers for 25%. Aquinas 2 out of 6 for 33%. St. Cecilia had 4 rebounds. Aquinas had 8. There's another traveling violation on Aquinas out here in three-point territory. So St. Cecilia's got the lead now by 13 points. They've recaptured their momentum on their side of the floor here, 46-33. Here's Ostrander with the ball as he hustles into the forecourt. Now he's going to be fouled here. Going to be fouled here again by Aquinas. That's going to be their sixth team foul here in the second half. That one goes on to Trey Simrod. That's going to be his second personal foul. St. Cecilia will play things in on the far sideline. So things getting a little testy out there right now. 46-33. Hawks have a 13-point lead. That's a Simon Ostrander out here in three-point territory. He'll give her up to Cesar Tino. Man-to-man defense here for the Monarchs. Cesar Tino dribbling with the ball out here. Cesar coming to the right side now behind the screen from Ostrander. Cesar still with the ball. He falls down and now loses control of it. Now he picks it back up, and Coach Asher wants to call a timeout. Coach Asher wants to call a timeout. He had 5 minutes and 6 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Try to get the troops under control here. 5:06 to play in the fourth. It's Hastings St. Cecilia 46 and Aquinas Catholic 33.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
All right, St. Cecilia now in the fourth quarter with a lead, 46-33. Bronco basketball tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. Briar Cliff will be in town to take on the Broncos. Both of the Charger teams are ranked in the nation's top 25 this week. The women are ranked number 2. The guys are ranked number 18. Guys will play first tomorrow. That'll be at 1 o'clock. with the women playing second at 3. We'll be on the air at 12:45 tomorrow afternoon from Lynn Farrell Arena. 46-33, Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead here at boys high school basketball. Ostrander has got it on the high post. That's Hamburger. Fakes the handoff, dribbles into the lane. His short jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to the Monarchs. Simrod has got it. Gets the ball ahead down the near sideline. The Trey Simrod sends it back inside. That's McGuire with the ball. Now to Simrod out here on the wing on the left side. Top of the key. Borowski is stuck for 3. Is going to be up there. No good. Rebound is loose. It's going to be brought down here by St. Cecilia. That's Tim Skoke with the board for the Hawks. He gets it into the hands of Cesar Tino. He'll bring things up. Races the ball into the offensive zone here. Over on the wing on the right side goes to Hamburger. Hamburger holds it. Holds it. Now puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the elbow. Gives it up here to Mike Hannon of St. Cecilia, to Ostrander. Now to Cesar Tino. Angles toward the basket. His shot is up there. Good. Cesar Tino scoring again. He's now got 19 in the ball game, leading the Hawks in scoring tonight. Hamburger's got 18. 48-33. The Hawks now leading by 15 points in this one. There's another 2 to the whistle, and a foul is going to be called right side of the lane. That was going to go on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Skoke. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 3 in the Hawks. Borowski will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. There's a shot put up there. No good by Simrod from 3-point territory. Rebound Borowski. Comes out on top again. That's going to be McGuire with the ball. Picked up by Cesar Tino as the Hawks stay with a man-to-man defense. McGuire dribbles it left side of the lane. Shovels it away on the baseline down to Simrod. His shot is up there, partially deflected. Partially deflected by Hamburger. Rebounded by Skoke. Long pass down the floor to Hamburger, and he's nailed into play. Foul is going to be called here on the Monarchs, and that's going to send Hamburger to the free throw line for the Hawks.
Foul number 4, Simrod.
Trey Simrod picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. Going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Hamburger. Bill Hamburger with 18 points in the ball game. He's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 58% foul shooter in the season. Hamburger and Cesar Tino are flat getting the job done here in this ball game. His free throw is up and in. So Tino now with 19. Hamburger has got 19. He'll have one more free throw coming up here. Kevin Ryan comes back into the ball game now for the Hawks. 3 minutes and 48 seconds to play. The next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Hamburger. And the rebound comes down to Cody Krafka, who's into the ball game again for the Monarchs. Comes into the offensive zone. His pass deflected back out of bounds, and they give the ball to St. Cecilia. It was deflected by a couple of Hawks there, but Krafka evidently had his hands on it last before it went out of bounds. So Aquinas turns over for the 13th time here tonight, and St. Cecilia will play things in. The Hawks have a 16-point lead. This matches their biggest lead of the ball game now at 49-33. Bill Hamburger has got the ball now to Jamison Esch, who hands it away to Kevin Ryan, who hands it away to Mike Hannon, takes it to the top of the key, stops right there. Hannon reverses the ball to Ryan. Down on the wing, left side, Jamison Esch. They get it to Hamburger, drives for the basket. His shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down there by Simrod, and now we got a foul called. So Hamburger has a shot blocked there by Trev Simrod. And a personal foul is called here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Jamison Esch. That's going to be his third. So 3 fouls now on Esch. That's team foul number 4 on the Hawks. Hopping up off the bench, coming into the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Joel Groffel, and coming out will be Tim Skoke. 3 minutes and 18 seconds to play in the ball game. The Hawks are out on top by a score of 49-33. Simrod with the ball deep in the corner left side to Vandenberg. Entry pass underneath the hole there. Bartunek wheels. The shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouling the play. Jake Bartunek grabs that ball right underneath the hole there for the Monarchs, and a personal foul is going to be whistled here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Groffel. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 5 on the Hawks. Bartunek to the free throw line down for Aquinas. He's got 8 points in the ballgame. And his shot is up there. It's no good. He's now 2 of 3 from the stripe. Bartunek just a 31% foul shooter coming into the basketball game tonight. He was 6 out of 19. 2 out of 3 there so far tonight. Now Bartunek's second shot is up there. It's good as he gets that one to go down through the hole. And the Monarchs are now trailing by 15 points. It's 49-34. Hannon with the ball for St. Cecilia. Now to Joel Groffel. Outside again to Hamburger. Moves it right side of the floor. Now to Jamison Esch. Out here in 3-point territory. Esch hands it away. Ball tipped away from Groffel. And the ball is brought down here by Vandenberg. A turnover on St. Cecilia. They're 15th in the ball game. They take that one right away from Vandenberg. Take it right away from Groffel. There's an entry pass now by Aquinas. It's going to be intercepted by Groffel right back. As McGuire trying to take it inside, we're down to 2:38 to play. St. Cecilia with the ball back on their offensive end. They'll hold things up a little bit here. Now they'll come out here near the 10-second line. They'll give it to Kevin Ryan. Ryan throws it to the near sideline to Groffel. Bounce pass down low. Hamburger back out to Groffel. Back inside to Hamburger. Kicks it out. Here's Ash for three. Shot good. Jamison Ash hitting a three ball from the left wing on the left side. 52-34. St. Cecilia now with their biggest lead of the ball game at 18 points. Putting this baby away slowly but surely. This will be their 10th win of the season. Driving inside, Vandenberger. Shot's way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hannon of St. Cecilia. Down the left sideline to Hamburger. Comes near side. That's Kevin Ryan. Takes it into the paint. Ball tipped away and is picked up here by Simrod. Coming back the other way. Long pass down the floor. Shot is up and in. Trev Simrod scoring there for Aquinas. He's now got 7 in the ball game. That's 52-36. A minute and 46 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Hamburger walks it back into the offensive zone, gets away, drives it down the lane, kicks it out here to Ryan. Shot is up there from three, no good. Rebound, Groffel, follow shot, good. Joe Groffel scoring there. He's got 6 points, 54-36. St. Cecilia with the advantage here. Coming back is going to be Simrod. Simrod moves over here to Vandenberg, drives the baseline, runs into Hamburger, and a traveling violation. Traveling violation can be called there on Vandenberg. Turnover number 14 on Aquinas. So we're going to have a Chris Hartford coming back into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia. Alex Sheehy is going to check in there as well for the Hawks. Coming in now for Aquinas, we're going to see Seth Hoffman. Hoffman is a 5'11" junior. 1 minute, 20 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia leading by a score of 54-36. Aquinas made a little run there at the end of the third quarter, got within 8 points, but St. Cecilia dominating this fourth quarter of play here tonight. There's Esch with the ball at the top of the key, throws it to the far sideline. That's Joel Groffel, now to Hartford, left side of the lane. Double team, Hartford trying to work over there, the baseline, trying to spin. Now goes up for the shot anyway. It's going to be no good, and he's fouled in the play. So Hartford working tough over there on the left side of the lane, down to the baseline. The personal foul is going to be whistled here on Seth Hoffman of Aquinas. That's going to be his first. And now going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Hartford. He's a 40% foul shooter in the season, 2 out of 5 coming into the ball game tonight. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. Hartford scored 5 points the other night in the win over Lexington. That was on Tuesday night. On the road, 59-18 was the score there. They're leading here 55-36 over Aquinas as Hartford will throw up another one, and the shot is up there. It's good. And the Hawks lead by 20. 56-36 here in the fourth quarter with under a minute to play. Grant Moravec into the ball game now for Aquinas. Comes over here to the near sideline, back outside a three-pointer. Is launched up there and in, right through the hole. Right through the hole there as Trevor Eller throws up a three-ball. He comes in there and nails a long three, a couple of feet beyond the three-point circle. 56-39 with 30 seconds to play. Kevin Ryan gets it out to Esch. Esch brings it back to Ryan, top of the key, holds the ball. Esch on the wing, bombs it inside. Hartford squares around to the bucket, can't put up a shot. Now dribbles in the lane, kicks it out here. That's Sheehy with the ball. Sheehy comes out to Kevin Ryan, back to Sheehy in the corner. Down to 15 seconds to play in the ball game. Now Esch has got it out here near the 10-second line. Esch dribbling with the ball. We're down to 8 seconds to play. It's tipped into the backcourt there by Eller. Picked up by Esch, and he's going to call her good as he gets into the forecourt, and this ball game is going to be over. Hastings St. Cecilia, you get a winner here tonight over Aquinas Catholic by the score of 56-39. St. Cecilia is now 10-5 on the season. They'll get ready for the Centennial Conference basketball tournament next week. They will play on Tuesday night. Meanwhile, Aquinas Catholic drops to 5 wins and 8 losses on the season. Final score again, Hastings St. Cecilia 56, Aquinas 39. Back with a recap after this.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends, the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map, their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, the real sports bar, 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight, 56-39 over Aquinas. Hawks led 16-8 at the end of the first quarter. It was 28-19 at halftime. St. Cecilia had a 16-point lead in the third quarter at 37-21. But then Aquinas closed out that third quarter, going on a 10-2 run. It was close, an 8-point differential at the end of three at 39-31. But the Hawks quickly opened up the lead again to 13 points at 46-33. And they go on to win this baby by a score of 56-39. St. Cecilia getting 19 points apiece from Caesar Tino and Phil Hamburger in the ball game tonight. Tino scored 10 points in the first quarter alone. So Caesar Tino with 19. Phil Hamburger had 19 points. The only two guys in double figures tonight for the Hawks. Joel Groffel had 6 points. 4 points for Tim Skoke. 3 for Mike Hannon. 3 for Jamison Esch. And 2 points for Chris Hartford. St. Cecilia 7 out of 8 from the free throw line in the ball game tonight. Aquinas, they were 5 out of 10 from the line. They had nobody in double figures. The leading scorer was Jake Martunik. He had 9 points. 7 for Kalen Vandenberg, 7 for Trev Simrod. Other scorers, we see Landon Stouffer had 4 points in the ball game tonight, 3 points for Max Borofsky, 3 points for Trevor Eller, and then 2 points for Mitch McGuire and 2 points for Trey Simrod. Aquinas now 5-8 on the season. Hastings St. Cecilia improves to 10 wins and 5 losses. Again, the final of the boys' game here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it over Aquinas by a score of 56-39. Stay tuned. We've got the player of the game coming up next, then the coach's post-game show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHIS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Farm Bureau Financial Services makes insurance simple. Knowing your loved ones will be taken care of can give you peace of mind. Count on your local Farm Bureau agent to help determine the life insurance that's right for you. Trust Farm Bureau to help protect what you value most, your loved ones. Call Marty DeMuth and Hastings today and see how to make insurance simple. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services LLC affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
So Aquinas knocking out St. Cecilia in the girls' ball game earlier tonight, 41-34. The St. Cecilia boys winners over Aquinas, 56-39. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. For the St. Cecilia girls' basketball team, it was Chanel Farmer leading the way again. She had 15 points in the ball game here tonight. Libby Kissinger had 6 points in a losing cause. For the St. Cecilia boys, you had Caesar Tino and Phil Hamburger scoring 19 points apiece. And those are the only two guys in double figures tonight for the Blue Hawks. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Well, for the St. Cecilia girls here tonight, our player of the game will be Chanel Farmer again. She leads the Hawkettes in scoring, had 10 points in the first half, five more in the second half. Farmer hitting 3 3-pointers tonight, and she had 3 2-point field goals. She finishes with 15 points, so she'll be our player of the game tonight for the St. Cecilia girls basketball team. For the St. Cecilia boys, the guy who got out of the gate red hot tonight, he scored 10 points in the first quarter alone. Cesar Tino ends up with 19 points in the ball game tonight for St. Cecilia. He had 3 3-pointers and 4 2-point field goals. Also was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Cesar Tino going to be our player of the game tonight for the St. Cecilia boys basketball team. So a split here tonight. St. Cecilia girls losing 41-34. The guys picking up a 56-39 win over the Monarchs. The coach's postgame show is up next.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the Coach's Postgame Show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
A healing environment. People who care for you and about you. A safe, comfortable place. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we are focused on privacy, patient-centered care, and advanced technology. That's our tradition and our promise. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. Innovative comfort and care.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
All right, back at the Chapman Gym. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Aquinas by a score of 56-39 as head coach Kevin Asher joins us in the postgame. And, Coach, congratulations on the win. Your feelings on the game tonight?
Yeah, thank you very much. We, had a plan to come out and play, hopefully as an intense that we're going to have to play next week in the conference tournament. We wanted to try to really build off of habits, and I think, tonight we played very, very hard. And that's, a lot of things can get covered up, whether you turned the ball over too much or gave up a few offensive rebounds that you shouldn't have or got back cut. But if you play hard, usually you're going to give yourself a good chance to win.
Yeah, your defense was stingy enough, but tonight I thought you guys were really active on defense.
Yeah, we really knew that they're a right-hand dominant team. They didn't have a lot of guys that could go left. So we tried to, just funnel them to the left, and they beat us on a couple back cuts, and they don't shoot the ball that great from the perimeter, so that was another key that I thought we could, just make everybody be a driver first. And we had a couple lapses there. I think it was late third quarter, but other than that, I thought we did a good job.
Yeah, talking about the end of the third quarter, you guys look like you were cruising right along, a 16-point lead, but then they go on a 10-2 run to make it a ball game after three.
Yeah, and, we had a couple matchups out there at that time that we knew number 34 was going to be a guy that was going to hang around the perimeter, and I think in that stretch he hit one and 24 hit one, and all of a sudden you're kind of looking at yourself going, those matchups that we had out there, and we just couldn't get it stopped. So, but our kids bounced back. That was what we talked about in the locker room, is it got down to 8. A lot of teams and basketball in general is made of runs, and they made their run, and then we got a bucket and, stretched it out there towards the end of the game.
Then you only allow 8 points there in the fourth quarter, so you put them away.
Yeah, you talk a lot about finishing, consistency, and all those terms that get you wins, but, when you got a lead at home, going into the fourth quarter, you want to just try to get some separation, and I thought right away we got some separation, and kids are hitting big shots, so... very pleased with our overall play.
Cesar Tino, right out of the gate, scores 10 points in the first quarter, gave you the lift that you needed to come out of the locker room.
Yeah, I think he probably shot close to 500 extra shots this week in practice. He's been a little bit down on himself, and that's the worst thing he can do as a shooter is have that, memory get involved, and I just told him, you know, you shoot this many shots, you're going to knock some down this weekend. So fortunately for him, he did, and it's all to his credit because he puts in so much extra time in the gym. So you know, and he's been a good first quarter player for us. I mean, as far as just getting us going. So you know, that got us off, and then Phil Hamburger had some nice moments in there too.
He had 19 points as well for St. Cecilia. You guys shoot 48% from the field compared to 39% for Aquinas. Also out-rebound the Monarchs 25-18. So you basically got the job done on offense.
Yeah, and 25-18 is big because we aren't the biggest team, and we're not even physically that strong in a lot of the positions at times. But our kids are fighters, and we talked a lot about, you know, just position. Don't allow the certain players of theirs that really go to the boards hard to get anything, and I thought we did a good job of that. I think they had 6 offensive rebounds, but about 4 of those were early in the game.
So St. Cecilia wins it here tonight. They got 10 wins under their belt, and they'll get ready for the Centennial Conference basketball tournament next week. You won't play on Monday. You'll play on Tuesday against either Grand Island Central Catholic or St. Albert. So a good second-round matchup. That'll be a home game for you.
Yeah, I'm glad we're at home. You know, the seeds don't mean a lot, but at least they do get you that home game the first round. And anytime you play on your home court, I think our kids like playing. You know, here you can see a different bounce in their step throughout the day even. And whether we play St. Albert's or GICC, that's going to be a nice ball game. You know, it's just nice to have fresh legs and be ready to go.
Coach, what about the conference tournament? Any favorite in there?
You know, I got to believe, even though Boys Town, you know, got upset last week by Wayne, seeing them on film athletically, they're definitely the best team in our conference. Now, you know, that doesn't mean that nobody can go out and beat them. I think if kids play with confidence and, you know, it's just a very, very good conference tournament. Every year we've looked at it and said, oh, this team will be in the finals or that team will be in the finals. You know, you hypothetically say that, but boy, it comes down to just who plays well for a full week, and usually it kind of springs you into the rest of your season. That's what I love about this conference is you look down in March and you go, oh, they were in the Final Four of their conference tournament or won their conference tournament. Usually there's some Centennial Conference teams there.
It's a grueling week. You go Tuesday, then you go Friday, and if you're fortunate, on into Saturday. So it's not going to be an easy week.
No, it's not, and that's what it makes it fun is because you know, the kids got to understand preparation is one, you know, mental is as important as the physical, because you just are preparing and you're getting yourself ready to go the next opponent. And everybody knows each other so well now by this time of the year. And after, you know, myself being here 4 years, it really makes a difference to know everybody's styles and tendencies and things like that. So you just hope that you can survive and go to the next round.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks for coverage, Mike.
Yep. Kevin Asher, the head man for Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks winning it here tonight by a score of 56-39. We'll come back and check the final numbers right after this.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.com.
So St. Cecilia ends up shooting 21 out of 44 from the field tonight for 48%. Aquinas was 15 out of 38 for 39%. On three-pointers, St. Cecilia is 7 out of 15 for 47%. And Aquinas was 4 out of 12 for 33%. You mentioned the rebounds. St. Cecilia with 25 rebounds in the ball game tonight. Aquinas had 18. It was tied up at 7 on the offensive end. Turnovers tonight, St. Cecilia had 16, Aquinas had 15. St. Cecilia had 6 steals in the ball game tonight, Aquinas had 7. From the free throw line, St. Cecilia was 7 out of 8 for 88%. Aquinas was 5 out of 10 for 50%. The Hawks had 5 blocked shots in the ball game tonight, only 1 were Aquinas. So the St. Cecilia girls basketball team drops one to Aquinas tonight, 41-34. The Hawkins are now 11-4 on the season. The St. Cecilia boys knock off Aquinas by the score of 56-39. The Hawks are now 10-5. Both the St. Cecilia boys and girls will open up the Centennial Conference basketball tournament next Tuesday at home, and the game times will be at 6 and at 7:30. They'll figure out which team will play first when the results are in after Monday night, but definitely 2 games next week on Tuesday at 6 and 7:30, and we'll have those games for you here on 1230 KHIS. Tomorrow, Hastings College basketball for you from the Lynn Farrell Arena, Osborne Sports Complex. Briarcliff going to be in town. Not going to be an easy day tomorrow for the Broncos. Briarcliff nationally ranked in both polls, both the men and women. The guys will go first tomorrow, and they'll move up the game times to 1 and 3 o'clock. So the guys will go at 1. The girls will go at 3 o'clock tomorrow. Airtime will be at 12:45 here on 1230 KHIS. The last check up at the Tiger Gym after three quarters. Hastings High was leading Grand Island Northwest by the score of 43-39. Northwest beat the Hastings High girls earlier tonight by the score of 80-48. That'll do it from the Chapman Gym. For my statistician, Gene Shaw, a producer back to the radio station, John Debra, and I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Incorporated.